That's the sound of anxious residents of Bangkok grabbing sandbags from a truck. They're bracing for floods that have killed more than 350 people in Thailand. And thousands poured out of parts of the city that already are underwater. The BBC's Rachel Harvey joins us from Bangkok. Rachel, describe the scene there today.
The northern suburbs of the city are already underwater, particularly in certain places. I was out in one district, a middle-class suburb, earlier today, and the water was rising pretty quickly. There's a main high street which is just completely underwater now. So people were trying to cram whatever belongings they could, pets, precious things, into the back of trucks and to get out of that district. Some of them were heading into the centre of town, which is still completely dry at the moment. Others were trying to get out of town altogether. The government has declared a national holiday through Tuesday to try and allow people either to make preparations if they're going to stay or to get out of town if they can. The government has asked those who can afford to leave and have somewhere else to go, please to do so, just to make the authorities' job a little easier.
You mentioned that it's the northern part of Bangkok already underwater, and I assume that's because, as I understand it, the floodwaters are moving toward Bangkok from the north.
That's exactly right. Basically, we've had a couple of months of exceptionally heavy monsoon rains combined with some powerful tropical storms. The water accumulated in the central provinces, which is already a floodplain, that is Thailand's rice bowl, they have been underwater for some time now, and that accumulated water, billions of cubic meters of it, are bearing down on Bangkok. Originally, the government said the capital city would be spared, that they would do everything to protect it, and they have dug deeper dikes, they have shored up flood defenses, they have built sandbag barriers. But now they're saying basically they cannot control the flow of this water. They had to allow some of the pressure, relieve some of the pressure to the north. So they allowed some of it through a network of canals and rivers in Bangkok, but they can't manage the flow. There's simply too much water there. So now the message is, look, we cannot guarantee that any part of Bangkok will remain completely dry and safe, and we can't say precisely which areas are going to be hit hardest or when. So that is why people are now nervous. That is why people are trying, if they can, to get out of town.
What about the government response to this? Is there any sense that officials weren't ready or haven't reacted quickly enough?
There is definitely, I think, a fair criticism to say that the information, the messages have not been as clear or as consistent as they could have been. Some ministers on the same day have been saying slightly different things, and that has added to the sense of anxiety and confusion. But this is a new administration. It's having to learn on the job, and it's managing a national crisis.
Rachel Harvey, I believe you've lived in Bangkok for some time now. What's your sense of how bad things could get this weekend?
Well, the authorities are telling us the worst case scenario is that the flood barriers will breach in multiple places all at once. A gush of water would come into central Bangkok, and that parts of the capital city could be underwater, maybe a meter to a meter and a half for up to a month. But it is unlikely that it's going to get that bad. The problems are also exacerbated by panic buying. So there's a shortage of bottled water, some dried foodstuffs, canned food and so on. So it's the beginnings of a sense of a little bit of panic around the edges, which is making it more difficult for the authorities. So worst case scenario, we could have quite a lot of water in Bangkok for quite a long time. Best case scenario is that this water goes around to the west and the east in the main part, and it's just the suburbs that are hit hard. I say best case scenario, not if you're living in one of those areas.
And of course, this is a heavily populated city, a heavily populated area, so many, many people affected.
Yeah, I mean, in Bangkok City, it's anywhere between 9 million and 12 million. The people to the north in the central provinces who've been really badly hit by this, there the situation is pretty dire. I mean, there I think it is not exaggerating to describe it as a natural disaster. It's not in Bangkok yet. It is a crisis. But in those areas, people have had to leave their inundated homes. Farmland is underwater. Industrial parks have been hit hard. Seven industrial parks have had to be abandoned and those factories stop operations. And that includes a lot of international companies, Honda, Toyota, Sony, Nestle, all have had to suspend some of their operations. So this could have economic impacts, not just on Thailand, but also for the region and potentially beyond.
The BBC's Rachel Harvey in Bangkok. Rachel, thank you and be safe this weekend.
You're welcome.